This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. President Joe Biden will take part in a remembrance of one of the nation's darkest and largely forgotten moments of racial violence, marking the 100th anniversary of a massacre in Tulsa, Oklahoma, that wiped out a thriving black community. Julie Walker reports from Associated Press.
A century ago, when 300 black people living in Tulsa's Greenwood District in an area known as Black Wall Street were killed at the hands of a white mob, their homes and businesses burned down. Biden is the first president to take part in a remembrance. At a vigil last night, Bernadette Hackman told KTUL-TV she came in from Chicago to take part.
It would be something that I can really share with my family and all my great nieces and nephews, and just help them to just understand you must know your history.
Historians say the massacre began after a black man stepped on a white woman's foot, but the story was blown up to include sexual assault. I'm Julie Walker.
Israel's defense minister on Monday distanced himself from comments made by his military chief after Israel bombed a Gaza Strip high-rise housing an Associated Press office and other news outlets, saying the remarks were not meant to be taken literally. In an article published over the weekend, the military chief of staff, Lieutenant General Aviv Kohavi, was quoted as saying that the building was destroyed justly, and he did not give a gram of regret. The article also said Kohavi had told a foreign source that Associated Press journalists drank coffee each morning in a cafeteria in the building's entrance with Hamas electronics experts, whether they knew it or not. The Associated Press called the comments patently false, noting that there was not even a cafeteria in the building. For more on the story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News.